Well, Graham, that was a crazy old day out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, you suppose you could say that. Yeah, it's been obviously a lot of wickets, a lot of runs, or not so many runs, but obviously the wicket with a new ball is a little bit tricky to score on. But, you know, we're still in the game at the moment. That's the main thing.
I wasn't sit directly behind the bowler's arm, but I've been told the ball was moving around an awful lot. Don't really know what either captain particularly wanted to do at the beginning, but either way, it looks like it's been more or less the same for both.
Yeah, I think we... I think if we had won the toss, we would have had a ball. We weren't quite sure, as you said, about what the conditions were going to favour and what the wicket was going to do. So, obviously disappointed with the amount of runs that we scored. We get ourselves in, you know, kind of decent positions. We never put enough runs on the board, but that's obviously a little bit disappointing. But the positives out of that last session, which is a long session, is that we're still in this game.
The runs, as you mentioned, 102 all out, not the best from the scoreboard point of view. And it's been a problem for Durham this season. I think that's six times now in 10 completed innings where they haven't managed to get up to 200. It's continuing to be an issue.
Yeah, it is a problem. I mean, everybody knows that we're not scoring enough runs. We're not putting big scores on the board and giving the bowlers an opportunity to go out there and, you know, try and win matches. But, you know, what the bowlers show today is a lot of character, and the way that the lads fielded was good to see. But, yeah, of course, it comes down. You're not going to win games, or very many games, if you score 100. That's not rocket science. But, you know, we're still in this game at the moment. But it's important that everybody needs to know that we're doing everything that we can. It's, you know, it's not as though we're not training hard. We're doing everything that we can to try and to improve, to try and put a good show on for the members. Obviously, when you keep getting bowled out for 100 or less than 150, then of course it's disappointing. And the batters in there are good players. You know, last year they scored a number of hundreds.
90,
exactly. So that you know you don't just turn bad players. It's just the obviously we need to keep on working in training, make sure that we're doing everything well, and it will turn. You know, obviously at the moment it doesn't look as though it's going to turn, but we believe in ourselves that eventually if we keep doing the right things it will change.
Inside the first seven overs, you'd taken four wickets. You were on for a fifer. You took four for seven at one point, and you were doing your best with the ball. Having been out there and seen the conditions, were you eager to get out there and get that ball in your hand?
Well, it's always interesting. I mean, you never know what a good score is. I mean, we know that 100's not a particularly great score. And it was probably, look at it now, it probably wasn't a 100 all out wicket. You maybe look at it and you say, well, if you score 200, maybe it's towards 250, you know, that's a pretty good score. But until you obviously you bat on it and then you bowl on it, then you don't really know what is a good score. And it was nice for me to get a few wickets and basically keep us in the game. Young Jamie, obviously, if he had got that wicket without bowling that no ball, would have put us in a better position, really. But you know, the extras are costing us a little bit. You know, you take 20 runs or something off their score, or 25 runs off their score, and all of a sudden, you know, we're looking pretty competitive. And that part of it is a little bit disappointing. But the good thing is that we're taking wickets, we are building pressure. But we're not out of this game yet.
Paul Horton, 73 balls before he got a four. He was bowled on a no ball by Jamie when he was on six. He was dropped on 11. I think he's finished on 31, not out at the moment. He could carry his bat and get less than 50 in this, which would be a record. I mean, he's grafted and he's stuck in there. He has had two major chunks of luck as well, though.
Well, you need a little bit of luck. I mean, the wicket with a new ball is quite tricky to bat against. You know, it is doing a little bit more, but towards the end of the day there, it showed, like, you know, what Kyle Hogg and... in the way that their opener, who could carry his bat, you know, batted quite nicely, wasn't doing as much. And that's what we need to learn, really. We need to try and get the openers, try and get their bowlers into the second and third spells and try and get the new ball, you know, a little bit older, and then try and get as many as we can.
Their lead's 39. Do you think it's an ominous lead or not?
I mean, any lead on this kind of wicket where it's going to be low scoring, you know, they're potentially... we're going to have to try and get, 200 ahead and try and bowl them out for around about that same score. So we know that if we bat well second innings, we've got a fantastic chance of, staying in this game and potentially win it. But I think there's a hell of a long way to go before we start about thinking winning this game. We've had a decent day. The bowlers have done well to try and keep us in the game. But obviously we need to try and score more runs. So we're a little bit disappointed with that. But we're still in this game, which is a positive thing.